Now, we were saddened here at The Naked Scientist to learn of the death recently of NASA astronaut Captain Eugene Cernan. And he's famous because he was the last person to set foot on the moon. Tom O'Hanlon reports.
I was strolling on the moon one day in a merry, merry month of December.
No, May.
May.
May's the month.
May, that's right. May is the year of the month.
On the 16th of January 2017, the last human to stand on the moon passed away. Captain Gene Cernan, heard there in a lunar duet with fellow Apollo 17 astronaut Harrison Schmitt. Gene travelled into space three times on Gemini 9A, Apollo 10, and as commander of Apollo 17. He's also one of only three people to have travelled to the moon twice. Back in 2014, the Space Boffins podcast interviewed Gene, and he encouraged others to literally follow in his footsteps, but also to explore the rest of our solar system.
All we've done now is proved we can do it, close a barn door and said, be happy about it. And that's not good enough. We are going to go back to the moon. Why? All we did was prove we can work and survive up there. Now we got to take advantage of the resources the moon has to offer us here on this planet. And it's a stepping stone to go to that place called Mars. Is there water? Was there water? Could life exist? Is Mars like Earth was a jillion years ago? Or is Mars like Earth might be a jillion years in the future? Maybe we're going to go simply because it's there, simply because we can, and that's why we will.
Using the moon as a stepping stone to explore Mars would help us further our understanding of the universe and our place within it. But not only that. If humanity is to survive the threats of dinosaur-killing asteroids, supervolcanoes, or even a nuclear war, we need to have a backup home, and Mars is the only candidate so far. With current levels of interest, a mission to Mars may be on the cards sooner rather than later.
I don't care whether it's 2 years, 10 years, or 50 years. I'd like it to be tomorrow morning. It isn't going to be. But those young kids are going to follow in our footsteps. They're going to pick up where we left off and take us back out there where we belong.
In December 1972, as Gene prepared to return to planet Earth, he scratched his daughter's initials in the lunar surface and left us with these words.
And as we leave the moon and Taurus Littoral, we leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return, with peace and in hope for all mankind.
Peace and hope for all mankind, an attitude we could all learn from. Tom O'Hanlon there with footage from the Space Boffins and NASA.